Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Rainy Day Kisses by Debbie Macomber, a Harlequin Essential Debbie Macomber collection novel, performed by Karen White. Prologue.
Is it true, Michelle?
Jolynn Johnson rolled her chair from her cubicle across the aisle and nearly caught the wheel on a drooping length of plastic holly. The marketing department had won the Christmas decoration contest for the third year in a row. Michelle Davidson glanced away from her computer screen and immediately noticed her neighbor's inquisitive expression. It certainly hadn't taken long for the rumors to start. She realized, of course, that it was unusual for a high school senior to be accepted as an intern at a major company like Windy Day Toys, one of the most prestigious toy manufacturers in the country. She'd be working here during the Christmas and summer breaks, and she'd actually be getting paid. Michelle had connections, good connections. She'd been a bit naive, perhaps, to assume she could keep her relationship to Uncle Nate under wraps. Still, she'd hoped that with the Christmas season in full swing, her fellow workers would be too preoccupied with the holidays to pay any attention to her. Apparently, that wasn't the case. "Whatever you heard is probably true," she answered, doing her best to look busy. "Then you are related to Mr. Townsend?" Jolynn's eyes grew large. "I'm his niece." "Really?" the other girl said in awe. "Wow. I'm the one who introduced my Aunt Susanna to my Uncle Nate." If the fact that Michelle was related to the company owner and CEO impressed Jolynn, then this piece of information should send her over the moon.
"You've got to be kidding. When was that? I thought the Townsends have been married for years and years. I heard they have three children, Tessa Jr. and Emma Jane."
When she left the office this afternoon, Michelle would be heading over to her aunt and uncle's home on Lake Washington to babysit. She didn't think it would be good form to mention that, however. She figured interns for Windy Day Toys didn't usually babysit on the side.
"You were responsible for introducing your aunt and uncle?" Jolynn repeated, sounding even more incredulous. "When?" she asked again.
"I was young at the time," Michelle answered evasively.
"You must have been."
Michelle grinned and gave in to Jolynn's obvious curiosity. Might as well tell the truth, which was bound to emerge anyway.
"I think that might be why Uncle Nate agreed to let me intern here."
He loved to tease her about her admittedly inadvertent role as matchmaker, but Michelle knew he was grateful. So was her Aunt Susanna. Michelle planned to major in marketing when she enrolled in college next September, and doing an internship this winter and during the summer holidays was the perfect opportunity to find out whether she liked the job. It was only her second day, but already Michelle could see that she was going to love it. A couple of the other workers had apparently been listening in on the conversation and rolled their chairs toward her cubicle as well. "You can't stop the story there," Karen said. Originally, Michelle had hoped to avoid this kind of attention, but she accepted that it was inevitable.
"When my aunt was almost 30, she was absolutely sure she'd never marry or have a family."
Susanna Townsend? This news astonished the small gathering, as Michelle had guessed it would. Besides working with Nate, her mother and aunt had started their own company, Motherhood Inc., about 10 years ago, and they'd done incredibly well. It seemed that everything the Townsend name touched turned to gold.
"I know it sounds crazy, considering everything that's happened since."
"Exactly," Jolynn murmured.
"Aunt Susanna's a great mother, but," Michelle added, "at one time, she couldn't even figure out how to change a diaper."
Little did the others know that the diaper Susanna had such difficulty changing had been Michelle's. This is a joke, right?
"I swear it's true. Hardly anyone knows the whole story."